Old Victory Cumming was riding down the road in his car one day. Had a whole lot of things on his mind. He lived in a big old house that sat on about 3 acres right outside of Philadelphia, him and his 4 children who he had practically raised on his own. He had a decent job, didn't make a whole lot of money, but he was an industrious man. Had a whole lot of family members and a lot of friends that loved him to life. But he would think all the time as he was driving. That's where he did most of his thinking. He always was pondering different questions and things about life. One question was what was important to him. Another question was who was important and what made him happy. Well, he was riding down the road and he came to this stoplight, and up above him, about a good 100 yards, he saw a woman. This woman was out there every day selling her wares. You see, she used to make those sweet grass packs just like they would make down in South Carolina. She would always have a big straw hat on. He never saw her face. She would just be working. Well, on this particular day, just as he was about to ride by this woman, she looked up and looked right into his face. He looked into her eyes. Saw some wisdom he hadn't seen in a long time. Elder wisdom, you know. Well, he pulled up a little bit, stopped his car, and he got out and he walked back. Looking at her baskets, he was in awe. He saw one, it was a rather small one. He said, "How much?" She said, "That's about $35, baby. You like it?" "Yes, ma'am, I love it." Pulled the money from his pocket and gave it to the woman. His real intention for stopping was he wanted to ask this woman these questions that he had been pondering for some time. You see, just when he thought he had it figured out, the answers to those questions would change. He said, just as he was about to go, "Thank you, ma'am." She said, "Oh, you're so kind." He said, "Ma'am, can I ask you some questions?" "Questions? What you won't ask me if I'm married?" "No," he laughed. "No, I just want to ask you some questions. They're not really personal or anything. It's just something I've been thinking about. Can I ask you?" "Go on, baby, go on. You took time to stop. I can take time to answer your questions. Go on. What's important to you?" "What's important? I gotta think about that, baby. It's a lot of things important," she said. But go on, what's the next question? "Who's important?" She laughed. "Who's important? Boy, you trying to get up in my business." "Go on, what's the next one?" "What makes you happy?" "What makes me happy?" "A big old pot of collard greens." No, let me be serious, huh? Woman got serious and she looked at him. She said, "Baby, what makes you happy? Who's important to you? And what's important?" She gave him the questions right back, but just in a different order. And he looked at her and she did a little chuckle and he just smiled and he thanked her and he walked away, feeling kind of embarrassed that he even asked the woman the questions. Well, he got in his car and he rode and he rode and he was about to get home, but he decided to stop and get some gas, and he pulled into a stop and go and he walked up and got out the car. He looked and he saw a man that he hadn't seen in a long time. This man looked so familiar. It was a friend of his he hadn't seen since high school. But his friend didn't look well. Looked like he was facing some real challenges in life. He and his friend, they talked and they sat in the car, and his friend told him the truth about what was going on. And he had another friend who could help him. He took him, and the friend took him in at this agency, and he gave his friend some pocket change, and he got in his car, and he drove on off, and the whole time he thought about it, but he did it without a second thought. Well, he rode on and he rode on, and when he got home, he got out and checked his messages. He had two from two different siblings. One of his siblings needed somewhere to stay. He was having some difficulties. He told him, "Hey, it's fine. You could stay anytime." Another sibling was having a big event, and he needed a space to hold it, and since Victory had a big house, he asked Victory if he could use his space, and Victory said without question, "Yes, you can hold your event here. Matter of fact, I'll help you even cook." Well, He was in his house just about to get some food, and he heard some sounds coming from across the street, the playground. Children playing. He loved to watch the young men playing basketball, watch the girls jumping rope. Went down the steps across the street, and he just stood there at the gate, and he watched the children play. They didn't have a care in the world. He looked at them, looked into their faces, their eyes, and it was as if he was looking into the eyes of his own children, who were now almost grown. Well, he stood there for a time. Eventually, he came back in. Well, the next morning, he was driving down that same old road. Up ahead, he saw the woman he had asked the questions. Still felt kind of embarrassed. He was trying to drive by her without being noticed, but just as his car approached her, she looked up at him with a little smile. He felt compelled to get out and say something to the woman. That's what he did. Well, when he got out, he walked over to her. He said, "Good morning, ma'am." She said, "How'd you do this morning? Good morning, son. How you doing today?" He said, "I'm doing pretty good." She said, "How was your yesterday?" He said, "It was okay. Did you get your questions answered, baby?" "Not really." So how was your day yesterday? Anything happened yesterday?" "Not really. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I ran into a friend who I hadn't seen in a very long time. He wasn't doing well, and I took him to another friend of ours, and hopefully he's going to be on the right track now. I gave him a couple of dollars." "Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Anything else?" the woman said. "Well, when I got home, I had two messages from some family members. One of my siblings needed some place to stay. I didn't go into asking him why. Another one of my siblings is having a gathering, and he wanted to use my home because his home is rather small. And I told him yes, and we were going to cook some food and everything, too. It'd probably be a great time. He always throws nice parties." "Oh, that's nice," she said. "Anything else?" "Yeah. I got a chance to watch some children play." "I used to do that a lot, especially back when I was a teacher. I loved to go out there and play with the children." "Well, I seen them jumping up and playing ball and doing rope and playing hopscotch and jacks, and it just reminded me of myself and even reminded me of my children when they were young." "Get a lot of joy in that." And the woman, she looked at him and she rose up. She spoke in a very soft voice. She said, "Baby, I was young once." She said, "You know them questions there you asked me? You got them questions with you, baby. They with you all the time. They in your heart. Them questions, they in the palms of your hands. What's important to you is sharing your goods with a friend. Reaching out to them like you did. You know who's important? Your family. Because you open up your hearts to your family. You love them. And what brings you happiness is cheering. Cheering. Because when you look in the eyes of cheering, you see yourself and you see your babies. Baby, the answers to those questions, you ain't got to look far for them, baby, because they always with you. But you just got to listen. You got to listen, baby. Because you know the fault in every kind of character, every kind of person. Lies and not listening.